Good afternoon, people. Thank you for tuning in to DJ Fab Teddy, all about that cheese and broccoli. Ching, ching. Great day, great afternoon, great morning to all those around the world. I'd like to say that thank you for tuning in my first podcast that I got going on. I have a lot, many more to come. Especially, I have a lot of special guests, interesting guests, and about different topics, situations, and all that. Just about general things about life. Right today, I'm going to go ahead and speak about 401ks. I know most people don't understand what 401ks are, but for those who do, and to introduce the ones who are not knowledgeable about it, and let you know about 401k and how it can be used, maximized while your time alive. First of all, so what 401ks in a small lump sum, what it really is. 401k is a saving option, okay? It's more beneficial than saving a savings account. The reason why I say that is because for you to get interest off a savings account, you have to have $5,000 to $10,000 or greater to get an interest off of that amount you saved. 401k is a little bit different. 401k is you put a portion of what you make a month away to be paid in the stock market. For those who don't understand the stock market and very worried about it, this is a safe way to do it in an entry level, in other words. The reason why I say that is because the stock market goes up and down daily. And what happens is most companies and banks and employees have 401k and they have portfolios. So let me break it down to you on how it can work. First, you would take a percentage of your income. You can go from 1% all the way up to like 20 or 30%, and you can put that away to be played in the stock market. You don't have to watch it, which is a safe way to go because you don't lose no money unless the stock market loses money. And when I mean stock market loses money, that means stock market crash. Now, beware that your 401k is a saving plan. It's meant for retirement, but the catch is that you have to be 65 to take any withdrawals from that, okay, without being penalized. Now, how can you use this while you're young, finding it while you're old, or before you're 65? Is because what happens is everybody knows, if you don't know, if you take a withdrawal from 401k, the money that you have made over a period of time, you get taxed on that. And then that's what their penalties are. But you can take loans against yourself, or if you're taking a loan against your own money. So this is how it works. So example, if you have saved over a period of time, and you take a loan from yourself, you pay back yourself a loan with a low interest rate of maybe 1 or 2%. And you don't need no credit check or nothing like that. So if you do 401k when you're young, say you're 17, 16, or you're starting now, it's never too late. But what the thing is, 401k can make a lot of money in the sense of this. You can go ahead and probably invest in some situations $1,000 in 401k over a year time frame. It can come with $10,000 in return. Okay, and that is true. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've done it myself. So what that says is that when you take your loan against it, okay, that's your money. You don't have to report that either into income. Okay, the only time you have to report any loans from your income from 401k if you default. So say that you take away $5,000 and you've paid back $2,500 so far over the period of time because you take loans. Same thing with a car, anything else. You have a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever you agree to pay off that loan. So let me go back to it now. So if you default, which means you did not pay the requirement amount, then a lot of times it's already taken out your check. So you really don't default unless you get fired or you get on leave or situation may have and you're still expecting that payment to come to that loan and you default on it, then the amount that's left over gets reported for income for that year. So just be on top of that. Just be aware of that, but it's a win-win situation because at the end of the day, you get a loan. So you can use the 401k to start businesses, fix your home, cars, the situation may be. So with that said, is the 401k can travel with you. So if you got a company now and you have a 401k and you're fired, you let go, or you move on to a new job, your 401k can go with you. So it's a great saving tool because you can take it anywhere you want to. And that's the thing. So young, people who are young, please invest in your 401ks. Please get knowledge back because that is some money that nobody can take from you, and it goes anywhere you go, okay? You can take it to anywhere, and you can keep going for life as long as you live, okay? So just be aware of that, and like I said, again, questions, more concerns, please hit me up, and I will gladly go over this with you. But tune in. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all have a great and successful day. Stay positive.